Justin Timberlake may seem like an innocent sweetheart, but what lurks underneath is a dark occult doctrine. Music videos were invented by an occultist named Kenneth Anger back in the 1960s. He was a famous occult magician who followed the works of Aleister Crowley and had very close ties to the Church of Satan, Wizard of Oz, and the Manson family, all subjects we've explored many times on this podcast. Today's pop stars are serving an occult agenda, whether they realize it or not, and we're going to talk about it. It's going to be May, so it's only appropriate that we reveal the not-so-hidden Luciferian symbolism behind Justin Timberlake's No Angels music video. Join as we expose symbolism of Justin's shadow, demonic entities that he calls angels, the mysteries of Typhon and Nodens, ritual magic to open gateways, and lots of Luciferian symbolism hidden in plain sight. Now, this is a deeper cut to a Substack article I wrote a couple of months ago, which, by the way, if you already subscribe to my Substack, which I highly recommend you do, links are always in the show notes. I took a break for a month or two to try to get this presentation completed that I'm working on for Las Vegas, which, you know, if you haven't bought your ticket, get your ticket. I don't know what you're waiting on. June 22nd, I'm going to be in Las Vegas with Jay Dyer, Jamie Kennedy, and Jamie Hanshaw. We're going to give you a performance of a lifetime, 6 hours, meet and greet, take you down Grifter Alley. You're going to love it. Links are always in the show notes. You can find the event on Eventbrite, but just hit the link in the show notes. But yeah, I've been working on this analysis for Kubrick's Eyes Wide Shut that I'm going to present down there. So I had to, you know, there's only so much time in the day. So Substack got the cut. But I will be back to write more articles, 1 to 2 a month on Substack here and there. So go subscribe. And that's where you can find this original article that I wrote about Justin Timberlake a couple months ago. But today we're going to go through it. And I'm also going to do some deeper cuts on some of the topics. And if you want to see the images I'm talking about, you can either find it on my Substack or I will post it to my Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt. Like and subscribe. Okay? All right. So what we're looking at today is a music video from Justin Timberlake called No Angels. You've probably heard the song. It's charting on the charts. And the video is full of symbolism that tells me Justin Timberlake is embracing a dark side, his shadow, right? We see black goo, we see demonic entities that he's calling angels, and it's all about the ritualistic aspect of Justin Timberlake embracing his shadow on a public stage. Because as you know, the more people involved in the ritual, the more power and energy it has. And during the video, he sacrifices the old Justin, the good Justin, to Nodens or Typhon in the abyss. From my perspective, Justin's a good girl gone bad, and we're going to talk about it today. Now, the shadow is an interesting concept. If you read my book, The Dark Path, you already know all about it, but Carl Jung, a psychoanalyst, popularized the concept of the shadow. He was, of course, a Gnostic. And in the music video, Justin Timberlake ends up killing his old self. And he does this in order to allow the shadow to come to the surface. It's kind of a subconscious process. But as you know, in terms of the occult and ritual magic, they believe the inner is connected to the outer, the micro to the macro, right? As above, so below. All this came to us from Hermes Trismegistus, this disembodied alien in ancient Egypt, and all the laws of alchemy. So that's where they get this idea. And you see in music videos such as this, as well as Taylor Swift's Look What You Made Me Do, where she's on the phone and she says, oh, the old Taylor's dead. These are all plays on the ancient death and rebirth ritual of the gods, particularly the resurrection of Osiris. And you see this enacted in various secret societies, the Freemasons, the Yale Skull and Bones, and this is also taken from King Solomon, who allegedly used necromancy and occult practice to speak with the dead, to raise Hiram Abiff from the dead, you know, the founder of Freemasonry. And so on and so forth. So when we see Justin Timberlake playing with these same forces, we have to think this is just a play on the old archetypes, okay? Now, Peter Lavenda talks about these concepts of the dark side in his book, The Dark Lord, where he talks about how one cannot know life without the knowledge of death. And the dark side, which is symbolically the place of death, is where some of these people believe you could plant a seed. And from this seed, dreams can be born in a new way manifested. This is where creativity resides and the link between mentally thinking something and manifesting or creating it into reality. So as you can see, that's a pretty powerful tool if you believe these things. And why wouldn't these people try to do it, right? They also call it the cellar of the soul. And I'm sorry, yeah, the cellar of the soul or the cave. And it is the different aspects of the unconscious mind. And they manifest it through the shadow, basically. And you can really nerd out on this. I talk about it very extensively in The Dark Path, because I think that's one of the main concepts that we need to understand when we talk about symbolism in music videos and why they do what they do. Justin Timberlake, for instance, he's washed up, right? So why wouldn't he try to do some stuff to get popping again? So anyway, the video, it was directed by a guy named Ty West. Now, if you're a horror junkie like I am, you already know who that is. He made the House of the Devil movie, which was great. X and Pearl, you know, those Mia Goth movies. Mia Goth is an actress. They're pretty good. But it naturally has elements of horror within the music video because it's Ty West. That's my rational explanation here. But I want to dig deeper into the symbolism of what you actually see in the music video. And again, I'll put the images on Instagram, or you can check them out on my Substack while you are liking and subscribing to both. The video starts out. Justin Timberlake is pulling up to a location, and there's red light emanating from the front doors. It's symbolically representing him going into hell, going into the dark, to death, right? To the unconscious. The cellar of the soul, as it were. Next thing we see, he appears on the upper level of the dance floor, and he does his hand in a sideways V pattern, like a peace sign, but sideways, okay? Now, I immediately see this, and I know that this is a hand symbol oftentimes referred to as the call of Typhon or Nodens. And to be fair and rational, the lyrics are, while he says it, he is referencing the number two. But there is a potential for this symbol to be the occult summoning of this dark beast from the abyss. And why does that matter? Well, I think it possibly goes back to this cult of Isis, which is what you see in, when you talk about the Bohemian Grove, right? They all worship this big owl, Minerva. And this all goes back to the cult of Isis. It's a lot of, it's a component of the ancient secret societies and the occult. And there's a guy named Kenneth Grant, who's a magician. And he talked about a ritual used to fuse the X and the O to summon Nodens or Typhon from the abyss. And in exchange, Isis, this cult of Isis, believes that the practitioner or the magician could get their wishes granted in a way, okay? Now, Kenneth Grant created the Typhonian OTO, so he would be an expert on this, right? That's what the Typhonian OTO is, because OTO is the Ordo Templi Orientis. It's a magical order. Typhonian indicates it's from the Typhonian current, which means he was into trying to summoning extraterrestrial, extra-dimensional entities, specifically Typhon. And they talk about using powers of the Mauve Zone and, you know, the hidden side of the Kabbalistic Tree of Life. And they think that all this is where magical power originates. And what I'm trying to get at is they believe that there's these dark realms from which you can manifest reality into whatever it is you're trying to manifest. That's the simple version, I guess. So when he does the V, we know that that's the symbol for Typhon, because you go back to World War II and Winston Churchill was employing the occult powers of Aleister Crowley. Because, and this goes deeper into things I've read in this book. There's a new book out. Secrets. It's called Secrets of the Real Black Lodge. And they talk about it briefly. They talk about how the Hitler and the Nazis were actually part of what they called the Black Brotherhood. They were using magic for selfish purposes, and as opposed to white magic, which is for more, benevolent purposes. Anton LaVey, the founder of the Church of Satan, would say, white or black magic, it's all selfish. It's all trying to say you are doing your will of what you want to see happen. But nonetheless, Crowley was recruited by Winston Churchill to help combat the occult forces of Hitler and the Nazis. So that's when Crowley said, well, you need to, propagate the symbol of the V. So Winston Churchill made the peace sign that we all know of today, and that's where it comes from. Now, when Justin is in the bar, in the video, in the dance club, bar, whatever this is, there are skulls located on top of a liquor cabinet. Now, these skulls are again referencing the same concept. Symbolism of Freemasonry or the Yale Skull and Bones, again, it's about the death and rebirth ritual. For instance, in Freemasonry, they have a thing called the Reflection Chamber, and the initiate will sit in there and they look at the skull and reflect upon it. They reflect upon death. Without death, you cannot have life. And that's what a lot of these, what they call left-hand pathers, believe in. They think that without darkness, there can be no light. That's what the Brotherhood of Saturn believes in. That's why they're into the dark stuff and evil. Without evil, there can be no good. Now, the skull sometimes represents overcoming death. And in the sense of man can eventually achieve immortality. A common trope you see, it's man becoming God. Which is why when you see the Yale Skull and Bones, you'll see the number 322 accompanying the symbol. Because the reference here is to Genesis chapter 3, verse 22. It's a passage about man becoming God. So Justin Timberlake makes his way over. There's this, sexy woman dancing. She lures him in. And behind her, we can see this stained glass image, which initially I thought this venue was a church at some point, which would make all of this seem a lot more evil. In the conclusion, I'm going to tell you some findings I've had since the Substack article was written, though, because we found out where it was. So Justin Timberlake, he looks up at the balcony, and there he sees himself, the doppelganger of himself, watching over the whole event. And the implication here is that that is the evil Justin, because he's got black sunglasses on, okay? And I don't even need to bring up the fact that this is so Twin Peaks, right? The doppelganger. If you're with me, you already know. If you're not, you hate Twin Peaks, and you're like, Isaac, please never bring this up again. But I don't know what to tell you. We're going to be blasting through Twin Peaks this year. We're going to get it done. And someday, if you're not into Twin Peaks, you're going to try it and you're going to get lured in. You're going to get pulled in like I did. And you're going to say, you know what? I'm glad Isaac made a 60-part series deep dive into Twin Peaks on his Patreon, because I'm going to go back and this is going to make all the sense in the world. So, the sexy woman, she's embracing Justin, and you see that she has a tattoo on her forearm of a giant key. Now, the symbol of the key is considered the most important symbol in all of Freemasonry. This is according to the godfather of synchromysticism himself, James Shelby Downard. And it's a term used to describe the demons of the Lower Goetia, what they call the Lesser Keys of Solomon. So right on cue, the women in the club turn into demons. Again, with the demons of the Lower Goetia. This woman had the keys. And the sexy woman then turns into the sort of the biggest demon of them all with these giant wings. And she does this, if you look closely, her hands, she does the witch hex hands, the mano cornudo or the devil horns, which is very interesting because we saw this at the Super Bowl when Ice Spice and Taylor Swift were in their press box or whatever you call that thing. And Ice Spice, she did the devil horns. I don't want to do it myself. But she does the devil horns and she chokes herself with this inverted cross necklace. And by the way, something that people don't point out, everyone's attention was focused on that viral video. And what were all these people wearing in the box? They were wearing Balenciaga, which, as you know, is doing just fine. Even through all of the allegations lobbed their way of some pretty dark imagery. I did maybe 5 episodes on that back in the day when it was popular, so check those out. So this woman, this demon, or as Justin would say, an angel, proceeds to spit black goo onto Justin's face and mouth, and the video ends. And it implies that he's been consumed by these evil forces, and that's how it ends. Pretty dark, right? And you're probably thinking, well, you know, it's a horror movie director. Of course it's going to be kind of dark. Fair. So the official video ends, but if you dig deeper, you'll find that there's actually a director's cut ending to the video. And I read about it on People Magazine. It says, Timberlake is then taken down and the crowd continues to dance around him as the camera zooms out to show a music video set. A different Timberlake, who is seemingly the director of the music video, says that's a wrap and thanks the crew for their work. As he's walking out of the building into his car, Timberlake opens the trunk and the Timberlake on the dance floor is being strangled. His alter ego closes the trunk and sits in the front seat to drive away, and the dark angel appears by his side. Then he reveals he has the same all-white eyes she has. So if you watch it, if you find that director's cut, you hear this director, Justin Timberlake, referring to that demon with the wings as an angel. So this is, again, the direct reference to demons actually being fallen angels, or Lucifer. They think Lucifer is an angel of light. It's a lot of perspective here. Director Justin Timberlake then heads out to his car, opens the trunk, and there is definitely a Justin Timberlake in the trunk, and he's being strangled. He's being strangled by tentacles, though. All right. Now, this is a key distinction, because in the People magazine, it just says he's being strangled, but they're actually tentacles. Now, if you recall earlier, I spoke about Nodens and Typhon. And this is the Leviathan abyss creature, who again was summoned by the hand symbol for the V for victory, the campaign that came from Crowley to fight the Nazi forces by summoning Nodens or Typhon from the abyss. So Nodens, if you look at a depiction of Nodens, it is depicted with tentacles, which is kind of like what's choking Justin out in the trunk. So he summons Nodens to take out his good self, and there he is in the trunk, killing good Justin. So what is this video about entirely? Well, of course it draws all those parallels to Twin Peaks, but what we're witnessing here is Justin Timberlake and his embracing of his dark side or his shadow. I think because he's losing popularity for a variety of reasons, and he wants to be back on top again, right? So he's willing to embrace the dark side. Recently, he was on the verge of being ostracized for Britney Spears' statements about how awful he was in her book. And he tried apologizing. Nobody was really into it. And then at a recent concert, he was going to perform the song Cry Me a River, which is a song that he wrote about him and Britney splitting up from 2002. And he starts the concert. There's video footage of this. He says, I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize to absolutely effing nobody. So the lyrics indicate Timberlake is trying to, you know, good girl gone bad now. He's bucking against all these people. He wants his sexual interest to release this inner darkness. And the lyrics support this. The lyrics say, there ain't no angels here on the dance floor. Forget tomorrow. Move like you wanna. Babe, there ain't no angels here on the dance floor. Now, the black goo is utilized many times in film and television. And you see it in this music video as well. It oftentimes represents the evolution of man. And it also could be the embracing of one's dark shadow to help evolve a man or a woman. And it's also the first stage of alchemy, which they call the Negredo. And you see the symbolism in many films, Prometheus, Spider-Man, Lucy, even Twin Peaks. Because in Twin Peaks, there's an entrance to the Red Room, the Black Lodge, the Waiting Room, whatever you want to call it. And it's sort of a black goo substance. It's described as burnt oil. But this evil Justin that shows up is actually guiding good Justin into the abyss. And he represents the suppressed evil dark side, the suppressed urges of man that some believe we all need to confront in order to become whole. And he is the shadow. He is the polar opposite of the good Justin. So he is the evil Justin. And Aleister Crowley, he spoke about crossing the abyss. Jack Parsons did a ritual to cross the abyss, and after that he proclaimed himself master of the temple. And when Crowley talked about crossing the abyss, he said, when you're inside of the abyss, there is no duality. And that's another way of saying that a perfectly evolved person is one that incorporates the shadow and no longer has a duality. There is no difference between good and evil. It just is. And this is also what Kobe Bryant was trying to say in his children's books, which I did a show about that in around March of 2020, right after Kobe Bryant died, which was really crazy. Kobe Bryant was writing about children praying to fallen angels for athletic abilities and embracing evil shadows to do it. You think I'm making it up, but you should check out those podcasts because that was wild, right? So in conclusion, Justin Timberlake has embraced a turn to the darkness, and make no mistakes about it, the villain era has been entered for Justin Timberlake. And Blunt Letters did their podcast a while ago. They reached out and said, they made a good point. They said, notice how this all happened after a humiliation ritual of Justin. He was being clowned on TikTok for dancing and looking like he dresses from Kohl's, and then all the Britney stuff we already talked about. And Britney's memoir, when it came out, she said that Justin Timberlake cheated on her before she kissed Wade Robson, which is, I don't know the drama here, but I suppose that's why Justin sang Cry Me a River, because she cheated on him, or she was kissing Wade Robson or something. Wade Robson was the guy in Leaving Neverland, the documentary about, I think he's one of the two guys that said Michael Jackson definitely did the things. Now, let's see here. Oh, on Britney's Instagram, she supposedly, a lot of people don't think that's really her. She supposedly said, I want to apologize for some of the things I wrote about in my book. And then she had a promo clip of Justin Timberlake's appearance on The Tonight Show. And then she said, if I offended any of the people I genuinely care about, I am deeply sorry. I also wanted to say I am in love with Justin Timberlake's new song, Selfish. It is so good, and how come every time I see Justin and Jimmy together, I laugh so hard? I don't know that I believe that. I don't think that's Britney Spears on that Instagram. I really don't. Because that's really bizarre. Or it's her, and there's some other issues going on. Who knows, right? Then I talked about the location. I thought maybe it was a church. I didn't get their name. Somebody on Twitter, I think, told me it was the Angelus Abbey Memorial Park in Compton. I thought it was in Memphis before. It's not in Memphis, because the license plate for Justin Timberlake's car that he drives, that he stuffs his own body into, it says Memphis, which is kind of an occult location too, right? Memphis, from Memphis, Egypt, and it's got the big Bass Pyramid with the skull at the top of the apex of that pyramid, if you know all that stuff. So this Memorial Park in Compton is a mausoleum and a chapel. So it's kind of a church, but it's a mausoleum and a chapel. And I found this interesting entry about it on esoteric.com. It says, headlines blared the grim tale of the murder of 76-year-old Martha Eddington of Rosemead, beaten and strangled as she visited the mezzanine-level crypts of her daughter Margaret Brown and son-in-law Ralph Peggia. It was initially reported that she had been killed over the weekend, but not found until Monday afternoon, when an anonymous tip advised police to look behind a curtain. The autopsy, less widely publicized, showed that she had been killed a few hours before she was found, in a pool of blood with a broken vase bearing the name of her dead daughter close by. Martha Eddington died very near to her own reserved crypt, and she was interred there as planned. So, this location, there was an actual murder. A very dark chapter here. So, they filmed it in this place. I think there's some energy involved there. Obviously, there's a lot of dead people there. But what do you think? Did Justin Timberlake take a turn for the dark? Is he a good girl gone bad? I think so. I think so. So, that's the breakdown of that video, No Angels. I wanted to do a show about it because I had so many comments. I couldn't believe it. I mean, there must be hundreds of comments on that post because I publicized it on my Instagram. And I got so many comments. People were real upset about it. So I thought, well, let's walk through it and explain it a little bit. And that's what it was. So, yeah. I hope you enjoyed that. I figured it's May. It's going to be May. I got to do Justin Timberlake. So here we are. I did another show on Justin Timberlake back when he did the Super Bowl as well. So if you want more Justin Timberlake, I'll try to. All right, let me make a note. Link, Super Bowl. Oh, and then I'll put a link, Kobe Bryant, kids' books, because you can't miss that. And then a link to my Substack. Like and subscribe. Good Lord. Because I'd be writing there after July. And then get your ticket. Oh, yeah. Link, Las Vegas. I think Jay was saying that this thing's going to sell out. So if you wanted to see me do a presentation, this is your chance. I'm not going to say it's your one and only chance, but it very well could be your one and only chance because this is stressful. This is stressful. I gotta do all this research. I gotta make the presentation. I gotta memorize it. And I gotta get up in front of people. And I'm like, oh, why didn't I just? I should have just done some extra podcasts and sit around in my underwear in my office. It's fine. So I'll put links in the show notes for all those things you can check out. If you like the show, subscribe. Subscribe to the show. It's just that easy. We talk about pop culture and they call it all the time. So subscribe to the show. If you love the show, leave a 5-star review. I need them. I got to counter those 1-star haters, and you're the only ones that can do it. And if you already did it, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Until next time, stay positive.